What up, y'all? This is your boy, Danny.
Danny Brown? Is that Danny Brown?
No, man. Danny Swain. And you're now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the internet, The Frocast, nappyafro.com. You dig?
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 170. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. I ain't got no a.k.a. this week, bruh. I blanked out. I ain't got no a.k.a. this week. But anyway, I'm sitting here with my tag team partner, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. Young Dynasty, a.k.a. the People's Champ. A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day. Also, A.K.A. you won't let 5 days go and hear a response from me. And you will. Well, I messed that up. But you get my drift. It'll take me that long to respond.
We know exactly what you're talking about. Drake and Meek.
Yes.
Drake and Meek. So Drake has bodied Meek twice. And Meek has no response.
Exactly. And you are an alleged battle rapper. Alleged. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. So this is your arena. You're supposed to be Baked Drake with experience because he's in your lane now, and you're supposed to, but you are silent over there. I mean, the only thing you tweeted was a Z. And people, what I mean by that was Saturday night, Drake dropped Charged Up. It was like a little light freestyle. You know what I'm saying? It was vegan almost, very vegan. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he touched Meek up a little bit. You know, is this your world tour, your girls tour? And then he was like, what else he say? You know, it was very light the first one. You know what I'm saying? Still no response from Meek. Then Wednesday night, the bottom fell out when Drake dropped Back to Back, which was, you know, saying his back to back disses to Meek and still nothing. And in this one, he touched Meek up very nice. I mean, he is a whole lot of lines that he went at Meek, saying that, he said the World Tour, Girls Tour on this
one,
right?
That was on the second one, yeah.
That was on the second one, my bad. And then, my bad. Then he was like, I guess this is not what she meant by opening up, because everybody know you need to open up more. He's opening up for Nicki on her tour. And you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And you know what I'm saying? So, he threw a lot of zingers at old Meek Mill. And, you know, he got to say something. I was one of the people that was like, if he didn't respond last night, you know, Nicki need to break up with him. And, you know, I mean, because it's too long. You know what I'm saying? This is in the internet era. You can't go this long on a diss track. Like, you just can't. I mean, what are you sitting back waiting for? You know what I'm saying? What are you waiting on?
He said he going to the studio, but shit, that was like 3 days ago. Yeah. Like after the first one.
Studio in Miami, must be. He was in Philly.
I mean, goddamn, because Drake is stunting all over this nigga. It's like, It seemed like Drake had these rhymes ready for his ass. Like, just in case. Which I say this to all rappers. This is what you should do. You should have these rhymes stashed, because niggas will turn on you quick. And there was a beef come out, you could drop two back-to-back disses on their ass. Like, I've been sitting on this motherfucker waiting.
Yeah. They said Meek was in Toronto the other night, and I guess Drake feared like he was going to say something in his hometown. So that's why Drake dropped that freestyle. I guess it was a preemptive strike. Like, hey, in case this nigga say something in my show, boom, I'm letting the masses hear this. But let's be honest, Meek is losing in the battle of public opinion, because they are dragging him on Twitter.
This shit's over.
I did read an article on Complex. Some lady wrote that was very slanted and Meek Mill favor, saying, I think she's a feminist. Her name is Clive O something. Clive Ola. I think that's her name at whatever. And she was saying that the disses is not hurting Meek, they're hurting Nicki, and Drake should know better. And you know what I'm saying? Like, if Nicki told him any of this stuff in confidence, he's blabbing it out to the world. And, you know, a lot of people buried her for this. But, you know, she goes on the defense. Well, Compax paid me to write an article. You know, like, there you go with the money argument again. Right. Like, just because people pay for shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, for shit. Not, you know, for shit. Like, that's what that article was. And, yeah, it was sad.
So what is she... Wait, what is she talking about? Drake got told some shit in confidence. Like Drake,
like if Nicki went to Drake and told her about Meek Mill's, you know, like his him not being a, you know, he's kind of like a not a personal guy, and he's not, you know, like maybe she confided in it, and he and Drake blabbed it out. You know what I'm saying? So
he hasn't dropped anything that was inside information. He's going at Meek on what he's already put out there. Yes. His albums, his lack of celebrity, his weak ass albums, the fact that he's dating up, like out of his league, all of that shit is right on Front Street.
Yeah, and then I forgot in the rap battle there are no rules. I've seen people talk about, you know, throwing condoms in your baby seats. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for real.
Pissing on your kid. Like, I mean, I've heard all kinds of stuff in rap battle. So leaving her out of it, Drake has done a good job by leaving her out of it. Like, he could, but he didn't. He bigged up Nicki more than, you know what I'm saying? He bigged up Nicki and Drake in the disses. You know, call her a boss bitch, said she wifing up niggas, told her to get a prenup. You know what I'm saying? It's a lie that he said. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, what Drake did was walked up to Meek and Nicki, punched the shit out of Meek, and wiped the blood off Nicki's sleeve.
Yes.
That's basically what he did. Like, he is not coming for Nicki at all.
Now, for rest, he wiped the blood off her face so gently. He was just like, I'm sorry.
Right. It was like a soft microfiber towel. Yes. Some shit. Like,
he took a napkin. He took his pocket square out and wiped it off.
He pulled Meek's shirt up off of him and wiped it off Nicki's face. Like, this shit, he has not done anything. Now, hopefully, Nicki don't take offense and get involved.
She can't get involved because that'd be even worse for me. Like, why is your girl fighting your battles?
It's really bad. It's really bad at that point. But I thought that they were supposed to be rolling out with Weezy.
According to Birdman, they ain't going nowhere.
God damn.
That's what Birdman said in the Angie Martinez interview. He said that they are going nowhere. He was just like, so I don't know what kind of contract they got signed over there. They know what kind of contract they got signed. And Birdman was just like, he was dodging every question. They asked him about him and Wayne. That's my son. You know what I'm saying?
He's still saying that, even though you threw a bottle at him.
That's my son. That's what he just kept saying. That's my son. And so, you know, who knows how this going to end, man. But, you know, Meek, you got to say something. I mean, we live in an era. I mean, you can't just jump. You know, he said trigger Frank fingers turn to Twitter fingers. God, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Meek Mill, you call yourself a bully. You know what I'm saying? But you're getting bullied by a singing nigga. Excuse me, as Drake put it, you got bodied by a singing nigga.
And let's not forget, Meek started this shit.
Meek started it. I recall like a week ago, some dude writes from Nappy Afro, I think it goes by name, would be Easy, said he was going to write an article saying that Meek Mill was number four in the game. Number four. Wow. Like, he was going to say it was Drake, Kendrick, Cole, I don't know what order he had them, 1, 2, and 3, but those are three rappers. Then it was fucking Meek Mill. And I said, nah, Easy might want to wait on that because he not even number one in his relationship. You know what I'm saying? I would put Nicki number four before him. Like I told him, Meek Mill is on the same level as Wale. You know what I'm saying?
I think he just took a step down from Wale at this point.
Wow.
I think this is
Saul Wright who said if he had somebody to rap for his life, he would pick Wale. You remember saying that?
I'm agreeing. I'm still saying Wale is better than Meek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Meek is falling way down because at the end of the day, Drake is sounding like he doesn't even respect Meek's lyrics. He don't respect nothing about this nigga. Everybody, they might not like Wale's swag, but he's never been called a weak rapper.
Mm.
Now, he might be overly verbose. You know what I'm saying? He might go the long way around to describe some simple shit. But people respect his poetry, put it that way. But
yes.
Meek, this nigga, Drake done, so Drake done shit on you. He done shit on you in a relationship. This nigga done, he went ahead and sent Charlamagne the goddamn champagne.
Yeah, sent Charlamagne the black bottles. Yes.
And then the nigga turned around and donated $75,000 to Philadelphia Public Schools.
Great guy, Drake.
And then he turned around to settle that beef with, was it Rapid Forte? He went ahead and kicked him $100,000.
Wow.
So was Drake
for the message or for the model or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. For the first few bars. He went ahead and came to like, look, they settled for $100,000.
It's nothing. Look, Meek Mill, that would have crushed his whole career giving somebody $100,000. Look, hey, them three bottles of champagne, $75,000 to school, and $100,000, they would have sent Meek back right there.
And Drake did that shit, and it's fucking Thursday.
Yes.
Drake did that shit this week.
But look, let's just be honest. Meek Mill say, don't compare him to Drake. You know what I'm saying? But let's compare you to Drake.
Ouch.
If Drake did Meek Mill numbers, he'll slit his wrist.
Easy. Right.
But if Meek did Drake numbers, the nigga's on fucking American Idol. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't compare yourself to Drake because Drake, like I say, he just got the Midas touch, man. I'm just hitting y'all with little lines that Drake been saying in the whole of, I mean, this is not me, man. You know, and shout out to my dog, Marcellus, for this line. He said, Drake is down with OPP, other people's penmanship.
Shit.
I love it, though. I told him I was going to steal that and put it on my podcast. So a little irony in that, man.
I mean, hey, you know what? Hey, Bill should have used it. Bill, mm-hmm. Meek, if you listen to this podcast, use that in your next rap.
Let that, hey, rap over OPP beat, man. You know what I'm saying? That should be doom, doom, doom,
right.
Doom. And niggas, you might win the crowd over with that. And you know, just like if you a battle rapper, like most battle rappers, they waiting for like a superstar nigga to come at them. And you know what I'm saying? And you had your chance, and I'm sure the whole battle rap community looking at you like, nigga, you a pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. That's what we do. Like, if this would have been Hitman Holler, Sue Surf, Charlie, you know what I'm saying? Charlie, what's my name? Charlie Clips, goddamn Arsenal, or Calico, or Murder Mook. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Niggas would have been happy.
And the killer part is that the nigga that that Meek Mill mentioned, what's his name? Quentin Miller, yeah. Or some shit? Mm-hmm. That nigga said that he didn't ghostwrite for Drake.
He said he collaborated with
him. Yeah, he said, I ain't ghostwrite for shit.
I heard reference tracks where, I mean, a lot of people use them. Because, you know, let's say, for instance, Kanye make a beat. And you know what I'm saying? He take the beat to somebody, and he got like a little nigga just rapping it. Like, yo, this is how I want you to rap on this track. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want you to use this cadence. I want you to do this right here. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want you to do. And then niggas can take it from there. So I heard it's not nothing new. You know what I'm saying? I heard that's, you know, it's not like, you know.
This is, but that's, I mean, songwriting. That's,
yes,
that's
question.
How, that's how Neo got out. Neo,
yes,
would compose the songs and sing on the motherfuckers, and then they would pick them up. That's how it's a pilot.
Yeah.
Just like a TV show. It's a fucking pilot. They decide that they want it. They're going to use it. And that's what they do. So it's regular shit. You think niggas are still writing with pen and paper?
Nah, man.
And putting fucking lines on music notes? Nah, that's how they do shit.
I mean, I give Meek Mill a problem. You write your own raps.
Oh, see how far that got you.
Exactly. I mean, it's like you have no, you know, no big time songs. You know, your biggest song still to this day is I'm a Boss. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if it wouldn't been for Rick Ross on that song, I don't think that song would have been, you know, like. So, and then your biggest song, your last song was Amen, starring Drake.
Look, man, Meek's fucking voice is louder than his career.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing.
And people say, well, y'all always say Meek Mill be screaming on track. I don't hear that. Well, you don't listen to Meek Mill then. Because, I mean, I just think that's his aggressiveness, his delivery. I'm sure he's yelling in the fucking booth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Like, he's in one room and the fucking mic is on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
That's how they got that shit done. So, Meek, hey.
Yeah, just remember, it's levels to this shit, Meek Mill. You're not on Drake's level. You know what I'm saying? You're still opening up for niggas. And then somebody on Twitter gonna say, I wonder when Meek, when Drake had said the same thing. No, Meek said, I wonder when he said the same thing to Future for opening up for him for the last 2 years. But Future ain't never said nothing to the nigga. Future, no, like, I ain't a better rapper than Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's nothing wrong with knowing your fucking place.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that shit. Like, who was it? Your boy Waka Flocka used to say that shit. Hey, look, man, I'm a rapper. I make music.
Yes.
And that's it. That's just what I do. Like, don't put me up in these conversations. I just make music. And there's nothing wrong with that shit. But
yes,
you niggas get up here, get a little record deal, get a little buzz, and all of a sudden you the best in the game. You the best rapper alive.
Mm.
Nah. Drake let y'all niggas reminded y'all motherfuckers that comeback season that we posted on nappyafro.com when he had bars, he can still do that shit. Don't take that singing shit and run with it. Now,
hey, when with that little line, he said something about cheese, craft, process, the nigga. Man,
look at all the skills that I possess. Like, yeah, these motherfuckers, look, man. This Drake is my early winner this week. Because just the week before this, they had that one gotta go shit, and everybody was dissing Drake. Drake gotta go. Drake gotta go. Now Drake is hot. And motherfuckers is
I mean, he ignited hip hop again, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, and that's saying something. Like, he got the flame going on niggas again. Like, yo, niggas gotta go back to coming sharp with the lines.
I just want somebody to jump in it. I want somebody like
Kendrick. I want Meek to jump in. I don't want nobody else to jump in. Meek has to stand up for himself. He cannot let him.
I don't mean like that. I mean like K-Dot come in and be like, oh, you picking on somebody. Why don't you pick on somebody your own size and come with some bars and say some other shit? Like, this Meek and this Drake at the same time.
I need my nigga Cole to get a legitimate beef, because that Diggy Simmons, that does nothing for your career.
That doesn't count.
I mean, Diggy's a kid. You no, fucked his sister. You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't even have a legit album, does he? Like, wasn't that album mixtape?
Look, who knows? It's Diggy.
It's true. Let Diggy do what Diggy do. But yeah, you need to go ahead and get in. Somebody. If it's not J. Cole, K-Dot, one of you new niggas that's supposed to be up top, get in on this shit. Get involved. Jada, you've been talking shit for a long time. Get involved, man. Make some headway. Because I don't think Drake wanted with Jada.
Nah, I mean, like I said, I mean, according to the streets, he don't want it with Meek. Meek went against Cassidy, and you seen what happened. But why you can't go with that same fervor against Drake? Like, if you went at Cassidy hard, you know what I mean? You know Cassidy a barbarian. You know, that's what he do. And I know Cassidy sitting back looking at this nigga like, you soft. Philly, man. Philly, early loser of the week. City of Philadelphia. It's two L's in Philly. It's two L's in Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? You done already took two L's. You know what I'm saying?
The whole city lost, bro.
Man, because of Meek Mill. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody in Philly, I mean, the Philly fanatic looking at this nigga like, nigga, say something. Yeah, you know, this is the city of Philly, man. They booed Santa Claus, the home of the Eagles, the 76ers, the Flyers, the Phillies.
Didn't them niggas throw batteries at Santa Claus?
Niggas throw snowballs at the opposing team with batteries in them. They do whatever, man. This is when Michael Irvin ended his career and we cheered. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, come on, man. Home of Kobe Bryant.
Shit. Hey, so then not only Philly is not only a loser because of Meek, they also lose because of Bill Cosby and Jill Scott. Like, all of them losing. Philly's losing.
Jill Scott got a new album coming out, right? Or it already came out?
Yeah, it's already out.
It's good, bad? I mean, I
got about halfway through it. Not because it's bad or anything. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and listen to it.
Yeah, you haven't turned the Tyrese off.
Yeah, okay, because that Tyrese go hard in the paint. I did that review. It's like a week old now. No one's talking about it anymore. But it's a good-ass album. Y'all need to check that shit out. So anyway, man, outside of that beef, and this kind of ties to the next topic, is Migos. Migos was on Highly Questionable with Dan Le Batard, which is quickly becoming my favorite show on the network. I didn't like that show. Like, matter of fact, I don't like Dan Le Batard.
I love Dan Le Batard.
I think he's an asshole.
He's funny. Purple Drink. That's his greatest accomplishment ever, nigga. That when the fucking Heat won, he went on that little rant, man.
That was dope. That's when the tide turned a little bit. So then I tuned in to Highly Questionable. When they added Bomani, that's like the winning combination. Him and Bomani are perfect together.
Yes.
So Migos was on there. And I don't know. Do you know the history of why Dan Le Batard does these question and answers with all the hip-hop artists?
Okay, I got a problem with that.
What do you mean?
Because every time you have the hip-hop artist on there, you don't ask him nothing about rap, or you don't ask them who's your favorite team, or what city you from, why do you like this team, and what do you think they're going to do. You know, it's ESPN, it's a sports show. You know, so when you have, like, I've seen the Gunplay interview, the Jim Jones interview, now the Migos interview, and they didn't ask him anything about their music. Like, Migos got an album coming out. He ain't asked him when the album's coming out. All you asked him about was, so tell us about the time where you're the most scared in your life. So, what's the most trouble you ever got into? So, sitting in jail, like, what is it? Like, he always asked me, like, so we got to a fight when you was 19, you know, what was going through your head then? And I'm just like, well, what do you, you know, like, all hip-hop artists not like that, so.
And that's why the interviews always seem to go bad.
Yeah.
They go bad because they're like, what the fuck are we doing? You're not even talking about, the one they did with, it wasn't Machine Gun Kelly. What's the other white boy? Yellow Wolf.
Join.
They did an interview with Yellow Wolf.
Okay.
Oh my god, that shit was horrible. That shit was horrible because, you know, Yellow Wolf is he's a admitted alcoholic.
He's white.
Like, I'm not going to meetings or none of that shit. So they
were
trying
to
ask.
He's just white.
So they were asking the questions about that, and it was just awkward. He was like, "Man, I'm not here to talk about that.
Yes,
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it." So there was a lot of awkward moments in that bitch. And that's how this Migos one was. It was just, well, the fact that they're kids also, and they don't have any command of the English language, was very odd. Like, the shit was all fucked up. But when they got to the point where they were talking about the Noisy Atlanta series, which we posted on nappyafro.com, I believe it's the second episode of the Noisy Atlanta series. Them niggas was in the house with guns, AKs strapped to their back, fucking Uzis, and gunned out. when they did the interview, Dan Le Batard asked him about that shit, and they said it was staged. They had scripts, they had guns, and that's a house, but that's not the house that they live in. So it was all fake.
I'm not buying it.
Well, Bomani asked him, he said, so why'd y'all have him? He's like, oh, you trying to get us caught up. He's like, I'm just confused. Like, first of all, Bomani was disgusted.
Yeah, but Bomani was like, he just, the look on his face, he was just like, why are we sitting here talking to these motherfuckers, man? Like,
he didn't even ask shit for real.
He was just, he was just like, the whole look on his face the whole time, he was just like, goddamn thing. He was thinking about, did I leave clothes in the dryer, or I gotta cut my toenails tonight. He just was, his mind was somewhere else, man.
He was so disgusted with them shit. So they said it was all fake, and you said you're not buying it.
I'm not buying it. Because that was their house.
So wait, so that's their house and they had the guns?
Yes. Them not fake guns. So, I mean, now look. I mean, because like you said, the boys, man, they were young and they were trying to show out. And like I said, they had too many shoes there. And then they're going to say, oh, no, we really do record in the closet. So, okay, so you're not lying then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't. I mean, we still live out there, but not in that house. So you see, they're just going to rent another house in the neighborhood for y'all to sit there and smoke. Maybe a lawyer told you to tell this because, you know, one of them is still facing legal battles or whatever. I don't, you know. But, yeah, that was still the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life, that whole Migo mansion.
It's weird, man. It's just, I don't understand. Okay, so now I'm an old man. Saul Wright is an old man, man. All right? In case y'all didn't know that from listening to the other 169 episodes of the Frocast. But I don't understand the idea of having a house like that and it's full of niggas.
Niggas, no furniture. Niggas ain't had nowhere to sit.
Right, I don't understand that shit. If I'm doing it like that, I'm gonna have some nice young ladies around me.
Yes.
But the reason I brought that shit up is because the situation with Migos and the situation with Meek and Drake, a lot of people were siding with Meek because quote unquote Meek is real. Migos go on TV with their most seen interview on TV ever. And say that the shit that they did in that show was fake. So which one is it? Which is important? Is it important to be real? Is it important to be entertaining? Because while you're bullshitting, Drake is a singing ass nigga. He just dropped two of the hottest disses so far this year. And had the money to bankroll that shit. So he dropped two albums on Meek's ass in 24 hours. And then spent about $250,000 behind it. Like it wasn't shit. And it's Thursday, bruh.
Exactly.
It's Thursday. The week's not even over. So what's important to you? I know that I know what you typically say, but we might have a few new listeners. What's important to you? Is it important to be real? Or is it important to be entertaining?
Why can't we say Drake is not being real? I mean, Drake. I think Drake is being himself. Like, that's one thing. You know, like when people say Drake ain't real, whatever, the nigga uses real name. So that therefore he doesn't have to live up to a character. So, I don't have no problem, you know, but as far as being real as what the streets call real, nah, that shit don't move no units. You know what I'm saying? Like, real rappers, like the realest rapper alive is Gucci Mane, and yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what other real rappers? What's the boy name? From G-Dep, real rapper. Jail. You know what I'm saying? A lot of real rappers dead. So, you are an entertainer, so you need to entertain. So this whole need to be real shit, man, niggas need to let that shit go. You know what I'm saying? Because real don't sell numbers. And if, you know, in a job where your production is how you get paid, and if being real, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Lil Boosie is real, but you don't ever see Boosie, his album, he's selling 20, 30,000 albums. So if that's real, then hey, you can have that. But if I gave everything up to be an artist, I ain't saying be entertaining, go over the top with it. But still, you know, you can keep it real and still be entertaining. But you don't have to keep it so real that, you know, only your core fans and people gonna like you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like Plies keeps it real and he's entertaining. And Plies doesn't sell records. So that's the whole thing right there. So look at Plies. Yeah.
I mean, when people say that Drake ain't being real, what they're talking about is that one line. It's always that one line. You're going to fuck around and maybe catch a body like that. That one line is what people always go to.
Like, but maybe he was talking about lyrically.
Because he just bodied Meek.
Thank you. And Meek Mill can attest for that. Yes, Drake does catch bodies. Right. As common. He got a body from Drake. You know what I'm saying?
This shit, like... Y'all niggas need to calm down with this shit. Y'all niggas, just calm down, bruh. motherfucking having a, I don't need to see your fucking rap sheet to buy your album. I prefer not to be completely honest. I'd rather you take all the energy and take your ass to the studio and write a bomb ass song. If all these niggas was just rapping about the streets and it was authentic shit to the streets, they should only be able to put out a few songs and then be dead or be locked up. That's it. If you rapping about cocaine on 7 albums and it's real, I think you're full of shit.
You're super full of shit because your ass to be indicted.
Or you should at least be in the goddamn trap. You should be in the studio.
I mean, obviously your trap ain't that good.
Right. You're making all these albums, nigga.
Yeah.
Some ain't working, man. Some other music news. I don't know if you saw this, but you know Bomani and Talib got beef.
Yeah, I was on Twitter one night and some told me to just, you know, well, I seen somebody retweeted something that Talib said about Bomani, and I was just like, what happened? And so I went to the start of it, and some Twitter troll retweeted a tweet from 2009 that Bomani said that, you know, basically he said that Talib was boring. You know what? Somebody said that Bomani was boring, and he said, "True soul, lyrically, I beat Talib Kweli." You know what I'm saying? And he was talking about how boring Talib raps was. This is from 2009. So the nigga retweeted in 2015, and Talib just had this nigga Bomani, this nigga lame. You know what I'm saying? Bomani was like, "Yo, chill, bro. That's a tweet from 2009, man." You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, "Oh, so you've been hating on me for 6 years?" And then Bomani was like, "Look, bro, I'm trying to save you here. Just let it go." He said, "You're getting all worked up over going back and forth. And hey, Bomani son that nigga, man.
And here's the thing that kind of aggravated me about the whole thing. And this always bothers me. The comparison was to Big Boy from fucking Outkast. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people have it in their mind that Big Boy is whack. I don't understand that shit. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. It's disrespectful as fuck. Big Boy can go.
Yeah.
Now, he might give you some weird ass songs on his album. But
yeah, but he can rap.
The nigga can fucking rap. Yeah. So the comparison was, are we putting, what it actually said was, are we really putting Big Boy over Talib? Is that what we do? But Monty was like, yeah, if here is the planet Earth, that's absolutely what we do. I didn't know that was a problem. And then Talib got in on it and felt disrespected. And why do you feel disrespected? Because he's saying Big Boy is a better rapper than you.
Hey, I'm from the South. You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't I feel like that? But I mean, Talib, let's be honest. Like, Talib, man, just, I don't understand the guy, man. Like, he's one of those guys that, I guess you wanted to see him win at one time, but then he acts so whiny about stuff that I don't even care no more about you, Talib, man. Like, you know, yeah, you dropped Get By, that shit was hot. You had that one song that I liked off of a Reflection and turned that quality. I like that shit. Then the little 1, 2, 3 is most definitely whatever Talib quality.
That's it.
Yeah. And then it's like, what else you gonna give me? Then he had that one song where he had that that song with Common and Most.
I think that was on Eardrum. I don't know the name of the song, but I think that was on the Eardrum.
Right? Nah, I don't think it was on Eardrum. But I mean, yeah, Talib, you're a boring rapper. It's nothing wrong with that. It's a lot of boring rappers. Nas, Common, a lot of boring rappers. You just with them. Not saying you don't have skills, just you boring. You know, like, I gotta be cleaning up the house. You know what I'm saying? Painting my daughter toenails or something to listen to y'all music, man. I'm not gonna just, you know, nobody listen to your shit when they want to turn up. So, but you know, hey, I'm sorry.
I think we need to understand, and people, they get it, but they just don't say it. Being conscious and being positive don't make you hot.
It don't. Just make you conscious.
Right, and you can be that, and that's cool. But don't be mad because ain't nobody rocking this shit. I don't want to be enlightened when I'm in a club.
Yes,
we talked about this on several episodes. The records that rock on the radio either come from the pockets, people paying for them, or they come from the clubs. If the shit's hot in the club or in the strip club nowadays in 2015, that's what makes it to the radio. I don't know if I've ever heard a Talib song in a strip club.
Nah. Maybe in some dusty backpacker strip club where all the girls have like fucking, you know, nerd glasses on and, you know, I don't know.
So like, don't be mad. It's cool to just, everybody's not gonna like your shit. Trust me, I know. I got a lot of reviews and I got slammed though. Everybody's not gonna like your shit.
Yes,
it's just what it is. Talib has how many platinum albums? I'm serious when I ask that. I'm not being facetious.
Oh, you're serious? I thought it was a joke.
No, I'm being dead ass serious. How many platinum albums does he have?
I'm gonna go with none.
I'm gonna agree with you. I think he's got a lot of singles and a lot of recognition. Like, a lot of people know him. A lot of people respect his rapping. But like I said back on a few episodes ago, you fucking rocking around at 88 BPMs and some shit like that. Hey, you got to be exceptional. You got to be really entertaining.
Yep.
And outside of fucking Little Brother, there's not too many people that can do that shit.
Mm-mm. So get your acting game up, Talib Green.
I mean, what else you want us to do, bro? And I rock with Talib. Like I said, the reason I mentioned it, Eardrum, is probably because I think that's a fantastic album.
Yeah.
If I'd have been reviewing that motherfucker, it probably would have been our first 5-star album. Eardrum is dope. I listen to Eardrum every once in a while. And I ain't gonna lie and say I listen to that shit every week.
I was about to say, sorry. I was gonna say, so when's the last time you listened to it?
I did listen to Eardrum about 2 weeks ago, but that's because I was specifically looking to listen to that album. It's not on regular rotation, but I still think it's a dope-ass album. But now, Big Boy got bars. As a matter of fact, Big Boy, as part of Outkast, has like 4 classics, so you're not being disrespected by being compared to Big Boy. I'm just saying. I need to say that shit now.
Everybody gets offended these days, all right?
I'm offended.
Yes.
I'm offended that Talib is offended by being compared to Big Boy.
Yes.
It's out of hand. I'm offended that Meek Mills thought that he was
I can see if it's Big Boy the radio host. I mean, goddamn. You talking about Big Boy Daddy Fat Sacks, a.k.a. Chico Dusty.
Even if it was Big Boy the radio host, Big Boy's Neighborhood, he still could rap too. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying, that nigga got bars, son. Have we fulfilled our music obligation this week?
Let's see, 30 minutes. Yes, yes, 30 minutes of show.
We good, we good. I want to talk about some weird shit.
Okay.
So, do you remember Bernard Berrien, NFL player?
You mean Eric Berry?
No. Oh. Bernard, and props to Eric Berry for coming back from
Kansas. Yeah, man. Bernard Early Berrien. Winter this week, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Definitely. Bernard Berrien played for Patriots, amongst other teams. Put it this way. On Madden, most years, he was a free agent, and he was really fast, so you probably picked him up.
Okay.
He played for the Vikings and some other motherfuckers. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing him up is because this nigga was robbed recently.
Damn.
He got a call from a security company. He's like, yo, you know, something's going on. So he checks his video, and when he looks at the video, he sees who's robbing his place, and he knows the motherfucker.
Damn.
As a matter of fact, he knows him well. It's a former teammate from his college days. So here's the setup. So these niggas is at a barbecue. He gets the call on his phone like, yo, somebody's at your residence robbing. He goes look at the video. The nigga that is robbing his house was at the same barbecue with him.
Damn. So niggas, turn your motherfucking location on your tweets off. Shit. So go ahead.
The nigga sitting there eating the goddamn sausage. You eating the hot link or some shit. And the nigga said, yo, I'm out, bro. I holler at you later. All right, cool. He left the party and went to your house to steal your shit.
Damn. Nigga said, I got a to-go plate and I'm getting a TV to go, an Xbox to go. God damn.
That's crazy as fuck, bro. That's crazy as fuck. And from what I'm looking at this, when I'm reading the report, it looks like there were 2 other burglaries at the same house. They stole like $30,000. And he thinks it's the same nigga.
Damn.
So every time he was out of town, somebody stole his shit.
Damn.
That's some cold shit, bro.
Damn, boy. Niggas, hey. God damn. Learn your victims. Go by the security system. All that stuff, boy. Yeah, damn.
Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer.
That's why when I go out of town, I don't tell my friends I'm going out of town. Damn that. I make it seem like I ain't going nowhere far, so they think I'm coming back quick or some shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just in a... We roll down to Panama City for the day. I say some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Next time you go to Atlanta, let me know so I can steal your dog.
Nah, she gonna start riding with me, man. I can't let her stay home. Like, can't mention it. Tear my fucking house up, man.
I want your puppy, man. So next time you got a town, just let me know. I'm a scooper.
Hey, man, the first night with her was rough, man. She whined all night last night. But, you know, it was first night away from, you know, she's 1 of 9. brother and sister, so she probably was used to, you know, yeah, so last night was a fucking shock to her, but she all right, man. She ain't pissed for shitting in the house yet, you know, so.
Are you crating her, or was she in the bed with y'all?
She's in a cardboard box with a pillow in that motherfucker until we get her a cage, to get her a little cage for her, but yeah, ain't nobody in the bed now. Come on now, sorry. Right. Damn, capital B black.
I'm just checking, man. You know, I don't know.
Black people mad. Treat our dogs like they motherfucking
for real. I'm still mad that I didn't get my dog, man. I'm fucking pissed.
Hey, man, that's all right. I got one for you, man. Win your lease up, sorry. Right.
Shit, we just resigned.
Man, that's what I'm saying, man. You know, once you resign, you know, hey, you just, yeah, you're right, man. Damn it.
Ain't shit I can do. We resigned, so it's a wrap. And they kicking people out.
Damn.
Like, that's the thing, because I called from the spot, and I was like, yo, we got another dog. It was one of the mixes that's on the list that's, like, 2 pages long of people that you can't have, or dogs you can't have. And I was like, yo, how deep is this shit? And she was like, and me and the manager here, we real cool. She was like, we get caught with that dog, they gonna put you out. Okay. It's a new owner, so he's an asshole, and I can't have it. But your dog shout is out, fucking yeah. Cool.
Shout out to tile floors and what you call them, the wood hardwood floors, man. Because, boy, we had to be outside, dog.
But, yeah, I hate you, man. Fucking mess. What else do we have on this goddamn outline? We have one other thing on this outline that I forgot about before we get to your question for the week. You keep it 100.
So talk about the Cincinnati cop, man.
Do we really want to talk about work? God damn,
I mean,
man.
We don't have to go in depth with it, but, man, we just saying, look, we first got our first taste of the body cams, you know what I'm saying, working. You know what I'm saying? Because without the body cam, the University of Cincinnati police officer might would have got off of this, because the story was that pulled a guy over for not having a front plate on his car, and when he pulled him over, he asked for his license. He handed him a bottle of liquor, which the bottle of liquor looked like it hadn't been opened yet. And then, you know, the cop was still asking about his license, and then the cop tried to, you know, open the door. And then once he tried to open the door, that's when it went crazy. Like, did the man pull off or something?
Yeah, so I think the story was that he was in fear for his life and that he got dragged by the car.
Yeah.
What happens when you watch the video, and fuck, man, if you don't watch the video, if you don't have to. Like, sometimes you just gotta stay away from this shit. I fucking watched it. And the cop, after he tried to open the door, which, if a cop tries to open my fucking door for no reason, I'm gonna be scared too, especially right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be scared. So the cop tried to open the door, he closed his door, and then he started up the car. Once he turned the key, the cop immediately pulled out the gun and shot this motherfucker in the head.
God damn.
Dunsky. That was
quick. It was quick. Because when I first heard the story, there was like a single shot to the back of the head. I was just like, so this cop was, because they say he was falling to the ground and he fired a shot. Right. So I was like, damn, this cop bad as a motherfucker. He did some old goddamn Jason Statham, you know what I'm saying? Some old, you know, if he was falling to the ground, shot a single shot and hit the nigga in the head. I was like, damn, that's some old, you know, superhero, like super TV cop shit, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't how it went down, and you know what I'm saying? Nah. So,
because the cop was inside the car.
Yeah.
He reached across and grabbed the seatbelt and was trying to restrain him, and the dude was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here because this cop is trying to open my door. He started asking me about a fucking license. I've been watching the news, nigga. Y'all just killed Sandra, so hey, look, I gotta get the fuck up out of Dodge. Yeah. You have the right to flee.
Now, that's just another charge. But yeah,
you gonna make this shit worse for yourself. But I definitely would have got someplace else. Fuck that. And he got shot in the fucking head. No warning. No nothing. He said, stop it. Pow. Shot him in the head. And then when he was chasing the car, he wasn't running away from the cops. He was dead.
Yes.
His fucking leg was on his foot was on the gas.
Exactly. That's why I'm glad nobody else got hurt, because I was just like, yo, he's on the narrow ass street. You know, he ended up running into like a pole or something. I was just like, luckily there was nobody else out there, man. And then the cop, you know, I heard the cop was like, shots fired. Nigga, your shot was fired. He was trying to, you know. And then did he cut the fucking camera off or some shit like that?
Well, the video cuts off now. I don't know if they cut the camera off at that point.
Okay. You can't, I want to kick cops. They can't control the body cam. I don't think. They shouldn't
be out.
You're
not supposed to be able to. You're not supposed to be able to. I think when you clock in, it's supposed to be active or some shit. But some cops are clearly turning this shit off. There's been several cases where cops are doing shit, turning it off and on. And I don't know how that works. Maybe it's controlled by the precinct, however your camera's supposed to work. But when you're on duty, it's supposed to be on the full time. And then when you're off, it's supposed to be off. But then here's the other part of the shit that pissed me the fuck off. And this got to be the last thing I say about this because I'm really mad about this shit. The other cop corroborated the story with the first cop. Mm. Why isn't he being charged with shit?
Yeah, charge him with something too if you corroborate the story.
Like, hey, you... if I lend Germ my car and he goes and kills somebody, I'm going to jail.
Not if you didn't know. If you just lend my car and say, yo, it's all right, I'm going to the store, man. I'm grab some... Da-da-da. All right, man, cool. Go to the store. But if I say, yo, sorry, I'm going to kill a nigga. I ain't got no ride, man. I need a ride, man. Nigga, take my car. And then, yes, you in trouble.
And that's some fucked up shit. This cop watched the shit happen.
Exactly.
And it was recorded. And you chased the car with your gun out, too.
Can I say something? This nigga was a university cop. Like, yo, why do university cops have guns, man?
Depending on the school.
Dog, it's a university, dog. I don't care if it's the university.
I got to give you insight on that one because I know somebody who worked with university police. Depending on how the school is set up, sometimes the university cops and the city cops overlap.
Okay, yeah, I understand it. But still,
situation if that's the case.
Yeah, but I don't like these units. I mean, but he was ready to do something. And that was just, that wasn't cool.
Yeah, like, and fucking pussified ass cops, man. A lot of these niggas are scared. And they start the shit scared, and then you end up with a cop with his hand on the gun because the dude don't have his license. It's not a reason for you to shoot me, and it's definitely not a reason for you to open my fucking car door.
Yeah.
Why are you opening my car door?
Yeah, I'm telling you to run my name, you know what I'm saying? Look, you go through the proper steps that you have to do, you know what I'm saying? Run my name and whatever, you know what I'm saying? He's like, are you suspended?
He's
like, nah,
you
ain't got my license on me.
Nigga, are you frying chicken?
No, nigga, it's raining like a motherfucker, man.
It's out. You got far away from the mic and shit too.
Oh, my damn. It's raining so hard. I got water coming in my fucking garage, man.
Man. We have to. Maybe it's about time we wrap the goddamn show up.
Oh nah, it's all right, man. I mean, hey, I got my GQ Blue moment, man.
Yeah. You finally got it in. It only took 170 episodes.
Yeah.
Word to dub at GQ Blue, man.
Yeah, I stopped this water in a minute, but yeah, it's fucking water everywhere.
God damn, man. I just, look, man, black people, take care of yourself, man. I don't...
Yes.
And careful out here. Another loser of the week. Fuck Cincinnati PD. You motherfuckers trying to... I hate how they try and gas us up and rile us up before they do some shit. Oh, this video's so bad, there's going to be riots. Prepare for the riots. Why the fuck are y'all always preparing for us to do some shit when you fuck up?
Niggas, you know, that's all we like to do is riot, man. That's what we can do.
I mean, goddamn, you niggas is rioting after championship games, but let some injustice happen. We got to prepare and get the fucking National Guard on standby. You know, Corey Holcomb said this shit, and that's like my favorite show that I listen to right now. Corey Holcomb was saying, I want to know if you agree, that white people should not be allowed to police black and brown people. What do you think about that?
Hey, I see what he's saying. Because, you know, we know how to handle our people. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're not as scared as black people, as, you know, a little young, little rookie white cop is. You know, we might know the little neighborhood wino. Flip might be harmless as hell. But, you know, it's your first encounter with Flip, and Flip just talking shit. Motherfucker, fuck you! Fuck you, motherfucker! Flip ain't gonna do shit. Flip just gonna talk shit. You know what I'm saying? So, me as being a black cop, like, hey, I got an uncle like him. He ain't gonna do shit. Come on, Flip, let's go home. You know what I'm saying? So, I agree with that.
I think the racial implication of that is that if you have white cops policing black and brown cops, and they're arresting black and brown people, and they're sending them to a judicial system where 95% of the prosecutors are white, shit's not gonna come out right.
Yeah.
That's how the shit is set up. But I think that if you have police officers and a police department that is active in the community that is policing, you have a different situation.
Exactly.
And we don't have that. We got motherfuckers graduating police academy and being shipped out to a whole different city that they don't live in, that they don't know, and they just going by the book on shit. And the book is fucked up. The book's been fucked up. And we out here shooting innocent people. We out here shooting people over traffic violations. This shit is out of hand, man. So, if your ass is never tightened up, I think it's a comedian said, if you don't know the feeling of your ass tightening up when you see a police car, nigga, that's a real shit. I have driven behind a police car and been scared. Like, I'm starting checking my seatbelts, making sure I got registration. And I have no priors. I don't have anything illegal in my vehicle. All my registration is straight. All that shit is good. But when I see a cop car, I feel some kind of way. And this shit is out of hand, bro. This shit is out of hand, man. So, you know, I ain't even want to talk about that shit this week because I'm tired. I'm tired of those fights. But have you seen any change in your Facebook status? Like, what are people comparing this to the Cecil situation, the lion that got shot?
I've seen the We Care More About Lion. There's like a black man died, nobody cares, but a lion is about to get killed or whatever the Cecil the Lion thing is. It's a national story. And, you know, that's what I tell people. It's the same thing. We get in our national story. You know what I'm saying? People might not go as hard for the black guy, you know what I'm saying, as they go on to some Cecil the Lion, but you know, the black guy is getting his, you know, his due in the news. But, yeah, white people don't, you know, it doesn't mean anything. Like, a lion? Like, what's this whole Cecil the Lion story?
So, there's a fucking dentist who paid, I think it was, now, you know, when I start naming, quoting shit, it's going to be fucked up. I believe it was $50,000 to go to Africa and hunt Cecil the Lion, which was some kind of national treasured lion for whatever reason, age or whatever the fuck it was. He shot him with an arrow and stalked him for 4 hours and then killed him and posted the picture. And people are upset about this shit. Now, I don't know Cecil's significance. I'm not going to act like I do. But people felt some kind of way about Cecil.
Started in the Lion King.
What?
I said he started in the Lion King.
Shut up, man. He's stupid as hell.
He's originally Mufasa. They based the story of the Lion King up his life.
So, people are upset that this dentist went and hunted this goddamn lion down for sport. And they're mad about that shit.
Because you can't eat lion meat. I don't know too many people that want to eat lion meat.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know too many people that want to eat lion meat. I don't know that you can't eat lion meat. I mean,
any meat, so yeah.
I don't know about that shit. But he went all the way to Africa. And they go again, hunt African. And killed this motherfucker. So now, he's afraid. Because he's been a target now of threats and all kinds of shit. And he feels some kind of way that people are threatening him. And he's scared. You just paid to kill the fucking lion. So, and I don't know. I'm trying to look it up and see. Oh my God. He was at a national park in Zimbabwe. So this is a lion that people, it's a sanctuary. That people go to and see this lion. So they're familiar with seeing this lion forever, however many years. This nigga lured him off of the sanctuary, shot him with an arrow, and then stalked him for 4 hours and killed him.
Man.
And now he's upset that he's being, getting death threats and shit. Yeah, this hunting shit goes, that's a whole nother show. This hunting and these guns. You motherfuckers is crazy about hunting and guns, man. I don't get it, but, I'm over that shit for real. You had to keep it 100 this week for the people.
Oh yeah, man, keep it 100 this week. Well, you know King Germ's on fucking base. I want you to hear this so I can close the garage.
Gotcha. Say it again. Let the people know what you was doing.
I say yeah, King Germ's on vacation this past week for the past 12-14 days, and King Germ likes the extracurricular activities, and riding down the street in North Carolina. You know, I got out of state tags and. Going down the street, minding my own damn business, and what do you know? I see blue lights behind me. I'm at a stoplight. I take a left, and then they throw the lights on me as I'm going into the gas station. So instantly, I'm shook because, you know, like I said, got a little extracurricular activity on me. So I get arrested. You know, I was straight up with the cops and said, hey, you know, I'm a grown-ass man. You know, I said, hey, you ain't gonna have to tell my cop looking for it. Boom, here it is. And first drug charge, and I am sick about this. All right, getting arrested not cool. Going to find a lawyer, the embarrassment, not mentioning them taking my shit. Not a good day. Not a good week for the king.
Explain to the people like Saul Wright who's never felt handcuffs. When you say you got arrested.
Technically, I wasn't arrested.
Okay.
Because they just gave me a citation.
Gotcha.
But, you know, they were just like, in that state, Anything under half ounce is a misdemeanor. They look at it like a, you know, it's a citation, but it's still a misdemeanor. And, you know, but I know I'm all getting all worked up with misdemeanors and shit. But, kid, I coach football. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is couldn't happen at the worst time. And hopefully nothing comes of this, and I can still coach football. But I got a hungry lawyer on the case. You know, he's charging me $500 to take care of this. So hopefully, you know, then, yeah. So, yeah. Not a fugitive. I was going to be a fugitive. Because I was going to think about, like, I just never have to come to North Carolina again. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I know I got to come back. So, yeah. Had to take care of that. I don't want to be like Rick Ross.
Right. We're going to need, we also don't need you on papers, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck around and call you to do a show and you're calling from county. Even though that'll probably be our highest rated show ever.
Yeah, I'll be on the phone, jail phone, like, yo, it's all right. We can do the show in 15 minutes, man. All I got is 15.
You got to get the whole show in. Like, no intro. Yeah. We just recording.
No AKAs. AKA 8-7043. Yeah.
So, do you, because I know that there's a few bills right now that are trying to make weed go legal nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
There's some on the table. For it. Yeah, all for it. But how do you feel about being a parent with kids and weed? What do you think that relates? Like, are you going to be one of the parents that smoke with the kids?
No. Never. I mean, you know, I smoke at the house, but I don't smoke. Like, I'm sure my kids know I smoke because they're not young and stupid. But I would never be that one that's going to be like, oh, when he get older, he come out of the house and roll up with him. Nah, that's never going to happen. Nah.
Now, is that because is it the old King Germ, I don't want to be friends with my kids? Or is it because...
Yeah, nah, we ain't going to be friends like that. Nah. Like, you know, he get of age, you know, he might come to a cookout I got at the house when he got his kids. And, you know, we might crack a Red's Apple Ale, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. But that's close as going to get, you know. But, yeah, he'll be no... I might still be smoking my weed, but nah.
Right.
Did I say that? I'm stopping weed. I forgot. I just got in trouble. I'm not smoking weed anymore.
You're not smoking no more?
Nah, man, I'm shook daddy, man. I'm scared, man.
Hey, so when you saw, why did you get pulled over though?
He said I was speeding, but he didn't give me a speeding ticket.
So he caught you speeding, pulled you over, and then he searched you?
He smelt me. He said, what happened was, when he came to the car, he was just like, hey, you got your license and registration? I was just like, yeah, you know, I'm pulling my license and registration out. And then he asked me a question. He was like, yo, when the last time you smoked marijuana? Because I smell it.
Damn.
Today? You know what I'm saying?
Is that what you said?
Yes. Then he was like, can you step out the car? And I was like, yeah. So I stepped out the car. You know, he gave me a little spiel about, you know, if you be honest with me, I might cut you a break. And, you know, as long as you don't have 10 pounds or nothing in the car. And I'm saying, I was just like, okay, all right. And I got to thinking. I was like, I want my car to get towed, and I don't want to go to jail tonight. So I might as well just be honest with the motherfucker. And I was like, hey, man. 3 grams of weed right there, man. There you go. That's all I got. Take it. You know, just let me go home. You know. And he was cool about it. And I really think if I didn't smell like marijuana that night, he was going to let me go with a warning because just tell me to watch my speed. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, you didn't give me a speeding ticket. And you didn't pull me over when you said I was speeding. You let me come to a complete stop at a red light, take a left. You know what I'm saying? All that. You know what I'm saying? You didn't. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, man.
White cops, white cops.
Two white cops. Mm. I'm talking about tobacco chewing, spitting on the ground. White. Like, now, man, I was just like, damn, dude, can you stop spitting in front of me like that? Like,
damn. Wait, he had tobacco in while he was. While you was.
Hell yes. Spitting and shit, and I was just like, dude, goddamn, nasty.
Are they allowed to use tobacco on the job?
Man, state of North Carolina, man, it's tobacco state. I'm pretty sure it's required.
So if. Let's say that it gone bad. Do you know Queen Jern's phone number by heart?
I do.
Smart.
Her number just like my number.
Smart man.
Different 4 digits, but yeah.
I need to get on that because I don't know anybody's number by heart.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, I know a lot of niggas' numbers by heart, you know what I'm saying? But since I've been saving numbers in my phone, I don't know as many niggas' numbers as I used to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, without my phone, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's only a few people I call without my phone. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, yeah. But and the cop was like, yo, why are you so worried? I said, my wife is going to kill me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't understand. Like, I give a shit about these charges. I'm worried about no charges on the face when I get to the house.
Because she's not pro smoking weed at all, is she?
Yes. So, you know. Then, like, so I got a court date on in August. in North Carolina, which I'm not going to because my lawyer said I don't have to come back to North Carolina for that. He's going to take care of everything. Mm. Yeah, and then it's the father of somebody I went to school with.
Damn.
And he was like, yo, I got a son your age. He said, you from North Carolina? I'm like, yeah. So I went to this high school. He was like, shit, my son went there. He was like, y'all might graduate the same year. So what's your son's name? He told me. I was like, oh, my God. I know your son. We're yeah. Facebook friends. Yeah.
So did you do like on the episode of Nellyville when he got caught with that bus and the shit went down? He had to have a talk with his kids and explain.
Nah, I ain't had no talk with my kids. I had to talk with my wife.
And that motherfucker didn't go back. You just told her the other day that you wasn't a Christian either.
Yeah, man. No, she's getting a shock in the last month from her from her old boy.
She's like, I don't even know you anymore.
And that's exactly what she said too.
Who the fuck are you?
She was just like, yo, you, this is, she's like, I just keep, she said, she said, one shock after another, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, sorry.
Damn, so now you gotta give up the weed, man.
That sound like what they want me to do, man, but you know, can't hold a real nigga down.
What if she give you the ultimatum?
If we give ultimatums, then we gonna be giving ultimatums around here.
What that mean?
That means if I get an ultimatum, you gonna get an ultimatum, goddamn.
What ultimatum would you give her? Or the lines hot? Are the lines tapped?
Oh no, lines ain't hot. Let me see. I don't know. I have to think of that one, sorry, because that's a loaded question you just hit me with, sorry.
I mean, you brought it up. I'm just saying.
Like, I'm just saying. I think it went on the fly. It might be stupid. You know what I'm saying? When I said, oh, so you want me to stop? Well, I want you to stop doing this then.
Right.
Man,
that's it.
Well, you know.
God damn, Jeremy, I can't be putting money on bail, man.
Oh, yeah, man. You send money to my lawyer if you want to.
Nope. Yeah, you should not just keep moving on. Ain't he a lawyer too?
Look, I'm pretty sure he is.
Shit,
I'm sure all he gotta do is go flash the suit, man. He's getting us out of there, man.
John Paul Martin is a lawyer.
Oh shit!
You should have called him.
Man, John Paul don't fuck with me, man. He don't know me like that, man.
Yeah, he fuck with. He listen to both shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should have hollered at him, man. Yeah. Shout out to
him. I know next time. Man. Keep a lawyer on retainer. John Paul Martin III.
You get that, what was it called? It's called Legal Shield now, but what was it called before?
Legal Zoom? No.
Prepaid Legal.
Yeah, prepaid legal.
You get that Legal Shield, man. You can get your lawyer on retainer for like $20 a month. And you can hire some people to sell your law services, too.
If I get in that much trouble and I need a lawyer for $20 a month, then yeah, I might need to renegotiate my life. That ultimatum might be good.
But that's the thing. That's how they market it, because I've been to one of them fucking meetings. It's just like insurance. Yeah. You just want to have it in case you need it.
So once I pay this, that means that you're already covered. Like I don't have to pay you nothing else.
Well, I think so. Now I don't know how the rest of it works, but you have like if it's regular petty ass speed ticket, I don't think you have to pay anything and shit like that. For the situations you got, I don't know if you'd have to pay extra. Yeah, but you wouldn't have to search for a lawyer. You wouldn't have to pay extra retainer fees. It would have just been ready to go.
Yeah, because you know. I gotta pay, like, I'm not, he said if I won't be, you know, he said if I pay him his fee, then I won't have to pay any fines or nothing like that. So, you know, because I'm facing fines and probation and all that bullshit.
They're probably gonna send you to fucking traffic school or some shit. Gonna get it moved down to a moving violation and send you to traffic school.
I don't have a moving violation.
I know you don't now, but that's what he may do when he shows up to court.
He might get it dismissed. He said he's getting it dismissed.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see. I hope so.
Yeah, for my sake.
I hope so, shit. For the Fro Nation's sake, too. The Fro Nation need germ, man.
Yeah, man. No free germ, man.
Ain't no more monkeys out there to do this show, man. We need
germ. Yeah, exactly. We ran them all off.
We got rid of
eliminated all the monkeys.
Have we given away all of our winners this week? Do you have any winners or losers outside of the ones we named?
My winner this week is motherfucking Mike Schlosser. Who is Mike Schlosser? He's my fucking lawyer. So...
You got his phone number. You want to give his number out to the people?
Hey, Mike Schlosser. He's an attorney at Schlosser and Pritchett, 5709 West Friendly Avenue, Suite A, Greensboro, North Carolina. Shout out.
Props, man. Shit.
Yes.
I already gave away my winners. You know, Drake is a winner this week. I'm going to give another one out. The commissioner, NFL commissioner. You're a winner this week.
Why?
I appreciate you not getting letting Tom Brady off that easy.
Hey, it's not over yet. Robert
it's not
Kraft
over yet,
said,
but he didn't fold this time.
Robert Kraft about to release a video of Roger Goodell snorting coke off strippers' titties or something. Now he's upset.
Hey, he's mad now. You keep going after my pretty boy quarterback, man. We got a problem. Brady's like, fuck it, man. I'm going all in. He's going to the court with it.
Yeah, because he know he ain't doing nothing wrong.
Okay, so it's not really that he didn't do anything wrong. He just doesn't think that the punishment fits the crime.
Yeah, because he didn't do anything. He was like, yo, why am I getting suspended? I didn't do nothing.
That's what he's saying, but everybody else says otherwise.
Yeah.
That's what the thing was. And
that's
I think,
look, the whole guy that started this whole thing is a writer in Indianapolis.
But the equipment manager dude, he got fired, right?
Not the guy that was... The equipment guy, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
He did get fired.
So that nigga
but
got
the
fired.
But the guy that started this whole witch hunt was the, what they call it, the something report. I forgot they call it the...
Whatever the fuck that report was.
Yeah, some writer in Indianapolis. Yeah. They're salty because they got their fucking ass whipped. You know, don't be mad at Tom, you know what I'm saying, with the flat... Like, the flat balls didn't make the score. You know, they scored more points after you said... They scored 28 points after you said they used proper balls. So maybe they should have kept playing with the deflated balls and maybe I would have won the game.
Nah, they wouldn't have won because Russell Wilson threw that goddamn pick.
That wasn't in the Super Bowl. This was in the AFC.
Oh, that's
this
right.
This is the
that's
game
right.
against the Colts.
Were they both games against...
No, they said only in the Colt game. This is when they were saying this was the alleged incident happened. The first half of the Colts game.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
It was like 17 to whatever the score was. The final score was 45-7.
Right, 45. It didn't matter in that game.
Yeah. It was just like, but you saying they used deflated balls in that game. But I'm just like... They only use it for the first half. Second half, they didn't use it. So, you know, they scored 28 more points. So, obviously, the deflated balls was hurting them. Because they went as far with the offense. That's all I'm saying. Like,
motherfuckers got smashed. I think that at halftime, it was like 14 to...
7 maybe or
yep,
whatever.
14 to 10. It was 14-10 at halftime. After that, them motherfuckers doubled up on y'all ass the whole second half. 14 points in the third quarter, 14 points in the fourth quarter. Y'all got that ass whipped. Not yes. that, he only threw, how many touchdowns he threw that game?
Maybe
I'm
three.
Right now.
Two yeah. or three?
Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, nothing exceptional. There's nothing special, you know?
Yes.
He even had a couple of turnovers.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, yo, this is a witch hunt. You know what I'm saying? And Roger Goodell fumbled this one again. So, you know, commissioner, not a good look for you, dog. Doggy.
I'm giving him my winner. He didn't fumble. He stood firm and said, yo, I'm not changing this shit. Four games, nigga. Thank you. I appreciate that for not, you know, folding under the pressure of your boys. It probably could have went another way if Tom Brady would have just took the fine. That's what they wanted to do, was try to get a fine. Tom Brady said, I'm not guilty. Y'all can't prove I'm guilty.
He tried to work a settlement with the league and they ain't want it or something. They denied it or something. He said he was going to try to pay, you know, something. But before, you know, he didn't want him to get to this.
Well, they wanted him to admit that he did it.
Well, I'm not going to admit to nothing if I ain't do anything. I'm sorry.
So if you're the quarterback for a team like the Patriots, and you know that your fucking backup is Flynn or whatever that nigga
Longo, whatever the fuck
his name is. Yeah, his name's long as fuck. Stephanopoulos, Georgiano, whatever fucking shit, some Italian shit. Would you take, let's say they said they give you 2-game suspension and a fine.
Stephanopoulos is Greek, but I'll let you keep going.
What'd you say?
As a Stephanopoulos, I think that's Greek, but we keep going.
Some shit. But would you take the fine in 2 games to say that you're guilty? Or would you fight the 4 games and possibly longer?
I fight the 4 games because think about last year. The Patriots, after their first 4 games last year, were 2-2. And they won the Super Bowl. So I'm going to keep fighting. Because we got a, you know, the first 4 games of the season, like, we still got a chance to, you know, win our division. I mean, well, they are in the AFC, so they're going to win the division. And you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I would fight it. I would fight it, especially if I knew I ain't do nothing wrong.
Hey, quarterbacks, man, it's going to be it's an interesting season. You got that motherfucker over there running with their backups for the first 2 games. And Matt Flynn will be starting by the second game. You don't think so?
Was he back in? I think they're just going to roll with the backup. Whoever the backup is, if Brady doesn't play.
But no, Brady's not playing.
Oh, so the four game is boom. It's a 4-game suspension. Damn. No more appeal, no more none of that.
Well, he's trying to take it to court, which is outside of the league. You can't, uphold the suspension. That's what it is. So he's trying to go to regular court. for that shit.
And I don't think NFL want him to do that.
Probably not.
But they're gonna say, well, what about 2001 when y'all guaranteed us we'd win the Super Bowl?
You stupid as hell. Like, we got that on tape too, nigga.
Robert Kraft, like, listen. Listen, I put my faith in you because I figured, like, hey, you know, because everybody said Robert Kraft and Goodell are like buddy-buddy. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, buddy-buddy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, Robert Kraft got some dirt on Goodell, man. He's going to unleash it on him. So, hey, Goodell, man, you better watch your socks, man.
The backup quarterback is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, Garoppolo.
He's two seasons in from Eastern Illinois University. He has one touchdown pass in 2014. Like, this is bad.
And, look, and I bet you that was that game that Tom Brady got pulled in.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was that game that Brady got pulled. He threw a touchdown in trash time, which helped me win the fantasy championship last year. That's one I remember.
That's what you're supposed to do, man. That's what you're supposed to do. Looking at their schedule, I wish I could pull up their schedule here for their first four games. I don't know that it matters. Like you said, the Patriots going to do what the Patriots do. Just like last year when y'all niggas counted them out. Said they were going to be trash. I think it was by week six, y'all were like, the season's done. Mm. And the Patriots turned up on y'all ass. So. And I hate the Patriots, but goddamn, y'all make it too easy over there.
Yeah.
Shit, if y'all don't have them 0-6, it's a wrap. They got a shot. If they not 0-6, they got a shot.
And you blame the other three teams and they just when the Patriots are down.
For real, man. Y'all motherfuckers supposed to be handling
the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills fault. Like, can they not have an easier division?
It's not possible. Shit. Unless they were playing the NFC West in like the early 90s.
Yeah. Maybe go. When they were the 49ers. You know, you had the Rams, the Falcons, and 49ers. It was one more team. Seahawks. Yeah.
Shit was trash, man.
Yes.
And that's it, man. I ain't got no losers this week. Well,
I got a loser this week. I got two losers this week.
Do your loser.
One of my losers is Comcast. Comcast, you're my fucking loser because I go out of town, I come back in town, I have no fucking service at my house, and I call y'all several times, and I finally get to talk to somebody, and then you tell me, this is on Monday, then you tell me Friday, you have somebody come to my house to fix my shit. So I'm having to live with no internet, no phone, and no cable all week. My fucking kids are losing their fucking mind. They don't know what the hell's going on. They don't know which way is up. They don't know shit.
That shit's bad.
And this is fucking nuts. Yeah, it's nuts. So, yeah, Comcast is one of my losers. My other loser, I don't know who should be my loser in this situation, but ESPN let go Colin Cowherd last week for some comments he made about Dominicans. And Cowherd, you know, the interesting part of the story was Cowherd was leaving going to Fox Sports anyway, but ESPN let him go a little early. And so, you know, Cowherd is one of my favorite guys on the network because he was such a prick, and like he gives you the other side. You know, you might not like what he's saying, but you know, Calvin was Calvin. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna miss you, Calhoun. 10 o'clock on the radio, getting off of work won't be the same. You know what I'm saying? These new guys suck. They're not you. And yeah, so ESPN is lost. Calhoun, the radio, ESPN radio is fucking losers. So that's what I'm saying. Cause Calhoun is gone. SVP is gone. Him and Russillo had a show. The SVP going back to SportsCenter. And but Bo got a show, you know what I'm saying? So Levitar show, Bo, and what's my guy name?
Where's Stephen A. Smith show at?
You know what? I don't listen to his show that much because it come on like on the weekends and stuff. But you know, what's my boy name, man? He's always the late night guy. He's a black dude, Freddie Coleman. So you know, still got them three. So long as they don't go nowhere, man, I'll be all right, man.
Gotcha. who's my loser this week? Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Is that the one that was on The View?
Yeah, man. So this bitch done went full Fox.
Oh, God.
And she said that the situation with Sandra Bland was she understands what the cops' actions were because Sandra could have used that cigarette as a weapon.
Yeah, I don't know if she's been watching. Yeah, she could have burned his fucking eyes out.
Right. You're like, what the fuck? Is she watching The Sopranos? Like, what the fuck does she think is going to happen?
She's watching Goodfellas too fucking much. Like, it wasn't a cigar, it was a cigarette. You know, you can smash a cigarette with your fucking hand. You know, he can slap the cigarette out of her hand. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but Sandra, she's like some kind of cigarette burning ninja.
Yes, she's like, she's gonna burn the man 60 times real quick. It was like it was a whole pack of cigarettes lit. It was burning me. I just don't know what happened.
Like, she moves too fast. She was gonna burn him to death with the fucking cool.
Like, she blew that menthol in my face, and you know I was instantly hooked. Right.
The secondhand smoke was killing him immediately.
It's that, you know, menthol has been known to have more nicotine in it than regular, you know, like your grandma's cigarettes. So that was a deadly weapon. Yeah, so yeah, that is a loser statement.
It's fucking, and I get so tired.
Is that Matt Hasselbeck's wife or the other Hasselbeck wife?
I don't know. Both of them niggas are relevant.
Yeah.
Both of them are relevant. I don't even know why either of them have a job.
I think that's Tim. I think that's Tim's wife, because I think he was the quarterback of the Redskins. Yeah, whoever was quarterback in the Redskins. Like the garbage Hasselbeck, that's the one she married to.
Yeah, that would be Tim, because Matt was a Super
Matt played in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
So, I'm just tired of hearing these excuses. And I'm not going to go into this, to all this shit, because it's been a long week, man, just dealing with this shit. But I'm tired of them justifying us being murdered by police officers for not complying. When we've seen people get kicked in the face, get their jaw broken, people get murdered for complying. Another cop just went home to his family after jumping on the hood of a car and shooting 15 rounds into the front windshield of a car and killing two people. 137 bullets went to that car and killed two people. Each of them shot 25 times. Only one cop was tried for murder, and he was sent home to his folks. All because these unarmed people led the cops on a chase. I'm sick of this shit, man. We're being fucking slaughtered out here. And y'all want to say, well, I can see and I can defend and I understand.
Might have been justified.
Man, y'all get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah, so what about, why, like, I've seen some white people lose their shit on the police when they pulled them over. You fucking motherfucker, I will kick you in. And he'd sit there with a straight face and listen to it and not pull his gun out one time. And then the motherfucker would speed off after he get, fuck your ticket, motherfuckers. And he'd just drive up and the cop just like, he was funny.
Let's take it a step further. One of them motherfuckers was on America's Funniest Home Videos.
It's exactly. An episode
where that cop pulled up to, it was a red Suzuki Sidekick. Mm. And the motherfucker was yelling at the officer, screaming and losing his shit. $100 and something? Oh my God. Like they acting bad, so bad, the car is shaking. That's how mad they are. He took the ticket and tore it up and threw it out the car. The officer said, I need you to pick it up. I'm going to give you another ticket for littering. The guy throws the door open. Picks the ticket up, curses him out again, gets back in his car and speeds off. And everybody laughed. America laughed. The shit is on TV and we're joking about it. Sandra tells the cops that she's having a bad day. And she ends up dead. This kid tells the cop that, yo, I don't have my license, you can run my information. And ends up dead. We got Eric Garner on the corner saying, yo, leave me the fuck alone. I ain't doing shit to nobody. Ends up dead. But somehow y'all find a way to justify this bullshit.
So sorry, how you feel about them releasing the footage of the Sandra Bland the jail? Like, what do you think that was? Was that pertinent in the case? Was that to dispel rumors about her not being dead during the mugshot picture? Like, what
was going on? I have no idea, and I'm still trying to understand that whole. Like, first of all, the conspiracy theorists that said that she was dead in the mugshot, I'm not with that group.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she was dead. I'm just saying that I don't think it's possible to tell in that picture that she wasn't or was.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're reaching a little bit on that. Yeah. The fact that there wasn't a side shot, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that part. But this video that they released, people saying that it don't look like her, I understand that because it don't look like her to me neither. But that's also the shittiest camera I've ever seen in 2015.
Inside a jail.
Inside a jail. This shit is like one pixel resolution. Your phone has better resolution. But as far as the video, the purpose of the video, no idea.
Then they got the little white girl on them TV. Oh, I know she did it because I was in the cell across from her and I. Yeah, you little meth head. They let your ass out. They said, listen, we'll let you out, but you won't have to tell the people this story right here. Read it just like this. We're going to let you out. You know what I'm saying? You weren't scheduled to get out till 2017, but we need somebody to clean the story up. So, you know, why didn't nobody tell why she was in jail for? You know what I'm saying? Like, so we can see, like, oh, you were scheduled to get out. So, you know, it's weird. But, yeah, I don't know.
I'm over it.
I'm getting tired of talking about every fucking forecast. We talk about a different person getting killed by the police or some injustice done. But, I mean, we got to keep talking about it because somebody might not know or think shit's sweet out here.
We got international listeners.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got international listeners. There was also a cop. He's also a loser. I think his name was Lambert or some shit like that. I think some shit like that. He's a black cop that runs with Fox, and his ass decides to say that, well, first of all, she was no angel. What the fuck does that matter?
What does it mean? I mean, I can see if she was a serial killer, and you know, the cops killed a serial killer, and then it was, you know, we found out that Sandra Bland was she had been raping little kids. She ran a daycare, and she'd been raping kids for 4 years. Okay, I can understand you, but just because somebody get killed, somebody got killed.
You know, somebody died. I don't understand even then. I don't like what you mean before this encounter happened. Doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about it. Now, if it leads some kind of information to why the shit went bad, like if Sandra had 17 other gun charges and she had a gun in the car with her that day, hey, I might see it your way, officer. But her not being an angel doesn't mean a fucking a shred of anything to me. And we always have this story. That's how it always goes. It always goes that way. We immediately have to talk about the black people and what they did wrong.
Have to discredit them. Have to discredit them right out the gate.
Meanwhile, we got motherfuckers walking up and shooting people in movie theaters, and y'all saying he has a troubled past.
Yep.
Fuck out of here, man.
I seen in my part-time job one time, they refused to sell a gun to somebody because he looked suspicious. It was a black guy. Came in to buy a gun, and they refused to sell. They were like, nah, we're not going to sell you a gun. You know, they came in with some mumbo jumbo. And you know what I'm saying? But any you know, anybody else, they buying guns. You know, no matter what their mental history is or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they selling them a gun. But this black guy at the time, they refused to sell. They said something just didn't feel right about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
And we got, at the same time, we got people walking into gun ranges, getting a rental gun, and killing themselves or killing people. I saw a woman kill her son and then herself at a gun range.
Yeah, I seen them.
What the fuck?
Why do you have your kid at the gun range, and why do you letting the kid in the gun range? Like, for real? Like, I thought you had to be a certain age to get in there, but...
Well, he was of age, I guess. He was like 16 or 19 or some shit like that. She took the gun and shot him in the back of the head.
Damn!
And then turned around and shot herself.
Damn!
They were able to walk in and rent a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck is going on, man? Y'all gun nuts in this country. I don't get it, but I tell you what, I'm going to get it in a minute. Because I'm going to the gun range. I'm getting a weapon. And I just talked about this like 2 episodes ago. Where I said I didn't want to do it.
But you got to, sorry, right?
I got to.
They force you in hand.
I got to. I got to be able to protect my fucking house. I got to be able to protect my wife if the shit happens. I got to. Because I feel like the people that are in charge of protecting us don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to do it. And I might need to protect myself from them niggas.
Put your AR-15, sorry, right?
Okay, let's calm down.
I'm serious.
Let's calm down. I don't need no fucking AR-15.
If you want home protection, yeah.
Nigga, I live in an apartment. There's nobody here worth me shooting an AR-15 for.
Your wife? Your shoes? Now, yourself?
They can have the shoes. Like,
that's alright. Light they ass up.
No, sir.
Let me tell you a funny story. I don't know if, you know, did I tell you about my vet story? So I'm sitting out the side one day, you know, I'm cooking on the grill. It's like probably 11 o'clock in the fucking morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm cooking on the grill and shit. Some dudes walking down the street. You know what I'm saying? We make eye contact and I'm just like, you know, I see a weird, strange dude walking down my street I ain't never saw before. So he walks up in my yard, first mistake. Mm-hmm. Then he was like, oh, something smell good. What you cooking? I said, it's charcoal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just lighting the grill up, you know. Oh, you must got something down there that smells pretty good. And he was like, oh, well, yeah. And then he starts looking at my garage and shit. And I'm just looking at him like, yo, first of all, who the fuck are you? Right. Then he was like, hey, how you doing, man? I'm moving into an apartment tomorrow. And I just want to know, did you have any old TVs or couches or anything that you want to get rid of? You know, I'm a vet and I just got out the VA. I almost died because blah, 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 blah. And I just looked at him like, dude, you don't get out my yard right now, you gonna have a problem. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't invite you up. Then he was just like, well, you know, just holler at Becky down the road. That's what I'm staying with. Who the fuck is Becky? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with nobody around here, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that shit was just strange to me because he just invited himself in my yard. You don't know what kind of person I am. You know what I'm saying? I could be like, yo, cracker, get out my yard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, uh-uh.
And got shot up and it would have been what it is.
Yes.
That would have been what it is, man.
But then read the news thing. Black man shoots vet. That's what it would have said.
Right. And they would have found a mugshot of you. If they didn't have one, they would have made one.
Yeah.
And his ass would have been in his military garb.
Look at the picture on his Facebook.
Mm-hmm. They would have found one picture of you throwing up the nappy afro or some shit.
Yeah.
And he's, like,
he's Napfro gang. I don't know what gang this is, but he's a member of the Napfro gang.
That's exactly what they would have put up. That's exactly what they would have said. King Germ, aka Napfro gang.
Yeah, like, he has a podcast where they spit racist speech.
They would have found one of the podcast pictures of us with people with guns.
And yes.
Like, look at his black nationalist podcast. Yes. This shit would have went bad, bro.
Yeah.
It would have been bad. They would have found one of the kids from the team, like that boy that couldn't play. They ended up playing for another team. They would have found him. Like, did he ever show any racist behavior to you? Like, it would have went bad.
I told him I want to play running back, and he just kind of looked at me like, you know, like he's never seen a white running back before.
And they scrubbed the records of your endorsement of Riley Cooper.
And
Paula Deen.
Jesse Hams and Paula Deen. That would never be mentioned.
They scrubbed that shit. And then I got to go on the TV and say, no, I don't believe he's a racist. He liked Paula Deen.
Yes. Nigga like NASCAR races. Well, he like Richard Petty.
He let Paula Deen call him a nigga one time.
He voted for Jesse Hams. The only time he got the vote, he voted for Jesse Hams.
That's it. Oh, man, this shit is terrible, man. Anyway, man, this has been another episode of the Frocast. Give our shout-outs if we got any shout-outs this week. Are we doing shout-outs?
Shout-out to RT3, Papa Dasho, Dr. Abrasive, GQ Blue, B-Easy, hung out B-Easy this past weekend. Always a good time. The Nation, Dub, everybody else that fuck with us, everybody on staff. And whoever the dude on staff said J. Cole's average at best.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, son. Come on, son.
Jesus Christ.
You better be glad I can't use my bruh button right now, because I would hit it on you right now.
Where's the bruh button?
I mean, let me see.
We gotta have this shit every episode.
Word. Let's see if I can get it to work. It might not do nothing, though.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I don't have the bruh button right now.
Yeah, man. I read that shit and I was like, what the fuck? I don't know how that happens, that J. Cole is average at best.
Average at best.
I don't know what the fuck average. What's average then? Shit, if that's average, then explain a lot of these other niggas.
I ain't lying.
Anyway.
He said average at best. But yeah, you know, that's the things we put up with at the Nappy Afro office.
That Nappy Afro office, man. What can you do? I saw that sandwich you had too, bro. That sandwich looked pretty good, man.
That fucking sandwich was amazing.
Did you save a piece? Did you email me a piece or something?
I tried to, but I couldn't get it in my inbox.
God damn. I'm going to come all the way down there to Athens.
Yes, get you a Georgia barbecue sandwich. He had brisket and pork, man. That shit was awesome, man.
You know that?
I'm telling you, it had fucking pork skins on it, man.
Damn.
Onions, pickles. Man, that shit was just amazing, man.
Hey, you know, they're actually talking about, there's a law on the table here in Austin. A bill, not a law. A bill on the table here in Austin that may end up closing all the barbecue places here.
What?
They literally have niggas telling people to keep their barbecue smoke in their yard.
Barbecue smoke?
The smoke. So they're trying to pass a city ordinance that says that for you to barbecue in the city of Austin, you would have to get all these fans and all these things done to your business so that your smoke stays within your establishment. Because the businesses that are around these new barbecue places are complaining that the smoke is interfering with their work. So Austin is, like, in Texas, Austin is known for its barbecue.
Yes. I mean, I've seen several barbecue episodes of some on Cooking Channel. They're in Austin eating barbecue.
And they're talking about this. They, from what they're saying, that most of these places would have to put up another $100,000 to get the adjustments done. So, yeah. Franklin said that they would close up shop, but Franklin's is probably the hottest barbecue place here.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's what's going on, man. Anyway, this has been another episode of the Frocast, which your man saw, right? King Germ. Make sure you holler at us, leave us a message at 347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. Give us a drop for the show. Let us know what you thought of the show. Find us on all social media. We're all across the board, man. Thank you for rocking with us, and we'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We up out this joint. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Saul White, a.k.a. the Beard of Fear.
and you listen to the Frocast. But right now, don't forget, we do have the Fro Horseman. That's a wrestling podcast that's hosted by myself, GQ Blue. Every once in a while, we'll tag in Be Easy, JPM, or one of your other favorites across the internet. So check us out on Sundays, the Fro Horseman. You can catch it on nappyafro.com and on iTunes. Download, check us out. We got a great show. We talk about some of your best topics, and we ramble a little bit. So we give you a little bit of everything. You might even hear some hip-hop talk. The Fro Horseman, nappyafro.com. Catch us on iTunes as well. Get it in.
NappyAfro.com.